rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Livewire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks very much for joining us tonight. And we want to make sure we let everybody know the biggest news of all. Welcome back to the Rochester Lancers. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment when we hear from the new president of team operations for the Lancers, Doug Miller. He'll give us the latest news on the rebirth of the franchise. We're all very happy to know that the Lancers will be back in action this coming season. At 7 p.m., we'll be joined by Rhinos leading scorer J.C. Banks to discuss the hard-fought 2-2 draw with Harrisburg on Saturday and the critical rematch between these teams this coming Saturday in Pennsylvania. Michael Lewis will have the latest news from U.S. Soccer, including a big signing for Major League Soccer. And later on in the show, we'll talk about today's big Manchester City-Liverpool match, the transfer window heating up, and a preview of the start of the Italian League Serie A with Dick Howard. Joe Sirianni is off tonight. He has some business to take care of with the Italian-American Sport Club, so I'll be handling the show this evening. And let's go right to the man himself that everyone's waiting to hear from. The gentleman who's, through his hard work, dedication, and never-say-die attitude, first of all, scored many, many goals for the Rochester Lancers and the Rochester Rhinos, but he's business acumen, and his hard work and the work of Rich Randall and the entire Lancers family has brought the team back. They will be in action this year, and we're happy to be joined by the president of team operations, Doug Miller. Doug's appearance brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, 4618 Ridge Road West in Spencerport. Call 352-5300 to get all the information about the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And, of course, golf season's still going on. Make sure you got that swing working, go down to the driving range, and, hey, you say, not too far away. Wintertime and the Glacier Ridge Snow Tube will be back in action once again for at the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And, Doug, thank you so much for being with us tonight. I know a lot of people want to hear from you, but first of all, congratulations to you and everyone associated with the Lancers for all the work you've done in bringing the team back.
Andrew, thank you very much. You know, it wasn't just myself, but it was Fantuzzo family as well as the Lancer office staff and the community support that's made this all happen. And I'm just proud to be a part of it and hopefully leading it forward for many, many, many years to come.
Well, what's in the last week, before we get to all the questions, I know a lot of people have questions they want me to ask tonight, so I'll get to those in a second. But what happened in the past week that finalized the deal, that solidified it, that the team was going to come back?
Well, I think there was a lot, of decisions that had to be made, first and foremost. You know, it was getting the team back together. And I say the team, it's not the team that plays, but the team in the office, to lead it forward, because there's a lot of things that people don't really see behind the scenes, getting the Blue Cross Arena, and the dates there with the lease, the league, and the things situated with the league moving forward. It all came into place, and, the supporters, our sponsors and the community support really had a huge part, impact in making this a reality.
Well, Doug, as I said, there's a lot of questions to ask, and I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but first question is, does this move for you into the front office, does this mean that you will be retiring from active duty on the Lancers roster, or will you still be playing this year?
Well, that's one of the processes that have to take place. You know, I'm recovering from shoulder surgery 10 weeks ago, and it's a 5-month full recovery. I had the surgery, in the ideal time, for me to recover to be back and playing before all this news came up. So, that's one of the things that, I haven't really gotten my head around as of yet. We're still dotting I's and crossing T's as we move forward into, the 14-15 season. So, I'm not really sure what's going to come about, with me playing as of yet.
Okay, the next question, the players from last season. I know there's a lot of fan favorites out there, Maurizio Salas, the Bash Brothers, Mark Sotilli, the goalkeeper. There's so many guys that have been a part of this franchise. What's going to happen with the players? Do you think we'll be seeing them back, or is this going to be a change with the playing people on the field?
Well, first and foremost, I think, Sam and the owners from Saving Soccer and everything that they've done over the past 3 years have built a culture. That culture has to stay intact as we move forward. So, there is always going to be, players that move on. But I would say, 85% of the players that, have been a part of this, franchise for many years will be returning. And, those are all the things that we're putting in place as we move into, the fall, getting ready for our, preseason, kickoff, which, will be November 1.
So you say November 1, is that when the training camp will start, or is that when we'll be seeing actual gameplay?
Training camp, is scheduled for November 1st. We have our combine, to try and find a couple diamonds in the rough, September 13th and 14th at Total Sports. And they can get that information on, Rochester Lancers website, to register and to be a part of the 14-15 season. And you're always looking to get one or two diamonds in the rough as they come and, compete, for an opportunity to play.
So all you players out there who want to become the next Mark Sotilli, who worked so hard to become a professional soccer player and did so last year with the Lancers, if you think you have what it takes, go out to the TSE and show them what you got. You never know. That brings me to the next point, and this was put out in Jeff DeVronica's article about Josh Reif, and according to what he wrote, that Josh will not be back for this season. Can you tell us about that? And I guess the first question, that came up is, will you be the coach of the team, or will there be a new coach hired?
Well, that's part of the processes that we're going through, to figure out. We're looking for stability, moving forward. As you know, we've had three different coaches in 3 different years, and we need to, kind of solidify something long-term so that, there's not that turnover. And, that's one of the things that we're going to be looking for as I move forward, to see what is going to be the proper fit, to speak life into the players. And, ultimately the goal is, to win a championship. And that's got to be our complete focus moving forward. I think, the first year, was a great year, being the inaugural year, a lot of excitement, we made the playoffs, had a decent, opportunity there. But then the second and third year, it continuously, didn't get the wins, especially at home. There's only 10 dates that you want to win and, entertain fans. And, if we can't do it at home, it makes it very difficult to do it on the road. So, that's going to be one of the major focuses, to, have that stability moving forward.
And you mentioned about the 20 games. And first of all, there's some reports today on non-soccer stations that the actual home opener was September 3rd. That's not true. It's not that quick turnaround, definitely. There's going to be a big news conference held that day. Ed Hale, the owner of the Baltimore Blast and a big part of this new league, will be in town, and a lot of things I'm sure will be answered then. But you mentioned 20 games. Is that going to be the number of games that's set, Doug, that it's going to be 20 games, or is that still in flux?
Yeah, no, it's a 20 games, season, 10 home, 10 away. There's divisions, the MSL split into a couple different divisions. So our core competitors are going to be, what our fans are used to, being Baltimore, Syracuse, and then you're going to see Harrisburg and a Detroit and us in one division, and then, Missouri, Milwaukee, St. Louis are in an opposite division. So it's going to be, you know, seeing Syracuse and the rivalry, you know, even intensify, you know, moving forward, especially, you know, in regards to Baltimore, you know, because we've had, you know, a tough time dealing with, you know, that team. You know, we haven't yet, you know, beat them yet, and that's one of the, going to be one of the focuses moving forward.
Certainly. And then, by the way, the Syracuse newspaper put out a story basically welcoming the Lancers back. They're very happy that the Lancers are back for I mean, not just for rivalries, but for business reasons. It's a big thing for Syracuse. You know, a lot of fans will travel here, and people will go to Syracuse. So it's always good to have that local rivalry. The league itself, I mean, as we talked, and I talked with Rich Randall, too, about this last week, about the rules and is it what the scoring system is going to be. Has there been anything decided yet, or is that still being discussed?
No, I think for the most part, you know, some of the concerns, you know, for us, you know, was the multi-point system, you know, and we will be playing the multi-point system, you know, and I think a big topic of conversation is if you go throughout the country and where, you know, franchises are located and what they've been accustomed to. When I first started in the MISL back in 91, you know, everything was one-point goal. And then, you know, in 1992, you know, you had the multi-point system, you know, initiated. And if you look over a period of time, there's been, you know, influxes where it's gone back and forth. And for the most successful part of indoor soccer, it actually has been when, you know, teams have played multi-system, multi-point system, and having the three-point, the two-point, you know, and even when I played in Buffalo, you had the one-point goal and the shootout.
Boy, it's you got to be a scorecard to figure all this out. But I know that if people are used to what they saw in the last few years with the Lancers, we'll be seeing the same type of system. Now, that is that going to be league-wide, or is that only going to be for the traditional MISL teams that are being are coming over to the new league?
No, it's not. It's not going to be a wide. League-wide rule. It's in our division. And just like they initiated in the National League and American League with baseball, you know, when you go into a National League, you play with the pitcher hitting, and then in the American League, you have the DH. So it's similar to that.
So when we go, if we play a team like a Dallas Sidekicks or a Las Vegas or San Diego, in their place, we would play the single point system. If they come here, they're going to play the multi-point system. Is that how that's going to work?
Exactly, and I believe that the league will end up moving towards the multi-point, you know, system based on, you know, when they see attendance and they see, you know, how exciting, you know, this game is when you play that multi-point system.
So September 3rd, there's the big press conference. What's going to be announced there? Pretty much all the information anyone would need to know about tickets and schedule and all of that?
Ticket schedules, you know, Ed Hale is going to be in, you know, to talk a bit. And, you know, we're going to have a few different announcements and players coming back, you know, that we've signed, and hopefully get everybody excited for the 2014-15 season.
And the fan experience, is that pretty much going to be very similar? We're going to have the Lancer Dancers, the Junior Lancer Dancers, and Lancer Louie and the whole nine yards?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to sacrifice the entertainment value, and we know that, you know, the fans are there to see soccer, but they also want to be entertained. And that's a huge part of the value when you come to the Blue Cross Arena.
Well, Doug, we really appreciate you being on the show tonight. We look forward to that big press conference. I know I'll be there, and we'll tape it for soccerisakickinthegrass.com so everybody can hear the whole press conference and listen in what's going to happen this year. It's going to be an exciting year. Do we have any idea when the home opener is going to be?
Well, we're in the process of trying to figure that out, and I'm going to guess somewhere, looking at my emails right now, somewhere in maybe November 29th or the week before, trying to get that situated right now.
Well, November 29th is my birthday, so I think I could get away with going to a Lancer game for my birthday. The week before is my wife's birthday. I don't think she'd let me go if it was on her birthday, so better make it the 29th if possible. So.
You got it.
All right. Well, Doug, thank you so much. And again, thank you for all of your hard work, and thank your family and everybody associated with the Lancers, Rich and Donna and the whole crew. And we'll definitely be in touch. We're going to talk about you guys working with us again in the coming season. So
absolutely.
Thanks again. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for all your support, Andrew, and everybody out there in the community. You know, Lancer culture is alive and kicking.
Thanks, Doug. Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass again. Next Wednesday, September 3rd, we'll have the press conference, and we're going to have a tape show on Monday of Labor Day, but we'll have that press conference for you if at all possible. We'll have a podcast of it on soccerisakickinthegrass.com so you can hear the whole thing. It's going to be very exciting this year. Again, support the Lancers. Go to ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Support the Rhinos, the Flash, all of local soccer. Very important to support your local teams. This is Rochester, New York. Support Rochester. Coming up next, we'll go to New York City and speak with Michael Lewis. Got big news on a U.S. national team player coming to the U.S. and playing for the first time. And also, if you can believe it, another new soccer league starting up in America. That's next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
WYSL. Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Coosia Coosh, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos have a critical match in their quest to return to the postseason this Saturday, August 30th at 7 p.m. on the road against Harrisburg in the second of a home and home series against the City Islanders. The Rhinos play their final home match of the regular season Sunday, September 7th at 4:05 p.m. against Wilmington. It's Fan Appreciation Day with plenty of fun and prizes, including gift baskets and autographed jerseys of your favorite Rhinos players. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it, New York.
And our U.S. Domestic Soccer Report with Michael Lewis brought to you this week by our newest sponsor, the Van Bortle Auto Group. Van Bortle Subaru in Victor, Van Bortle Ford in East Rochester, and Van Bortle Chevrolet in Macedon. Go to VanBortleCars.com for all the information you need. Michael, how are things going in the Big Apple?
Very well, thank you. It's been an incredible August so far. Temperatures below normal and humidity sometimes non-existent.
How about that? Doesn't seem like summer, does it?
I'll take this. This is great.
Well, it's good soccer weather, that's for sure. And speaking of soccer, we're here to talk about soccer, and the top news today has to be, and it's interesting how this is being spun in one of those only MLS stories, and not one of the charming ones. This is from Deadspin.com. World Cup standout Jermaine Jones is now a member of the New England Revolution, the parent club of the Rochester Rhinos, and it was done via a random draw between the Revs and Chicago, the only two teams that had allocation spots available for probably the top player that the U.S. had in the World Cup. And interesting way to decide where a top-flight star is going to end up playing. I mean, obviously two big markets, but you would think Jermaine would have some say in the matter, but that's not the way it works in Major League Soccer.
No, unfortunately, and I think any player coming over from Europe, particularly an American international, should have a say on what team he wants to play for. Simple as that. But when you're in a socialist, some people might say communist-type system like the MLS, that stuff happens, and it's going to continue to happen. Hopefully, maybe they're going to change those rules slowly but surely, hopefully surely before slowly. But I just think he should have had the right to deal with whatever club he felt he had the best opportunity with, and also maybe could offer the best deal to him, too.
Yeah, I think that if Jermaine needs to get his feet wet playing in the United States, I mean, maybe the Revs should loan him to the Rhinos for a couple of matches. I think we might be able to find a spot for him. Maybe we even let him wear his normal number. Who knows?
I think your coach would definitely, the coach of the Rhinos definitely would find a spot for him. Definitely, you know, I mean, Jones will, whatever team he plays for, he's going to, you know, raise the level of the team. I mean, he's one of those defensive midfielders, nonstop. I'm not comparing Val Tuccia to him, but that type of a player just keeps going and going and going. And, you know, sometimes he doesn't care about his health as much as what he can do for the team. And Val Tuccia, by the way, was a midfielder for the Rochester Lancers in 1979-1980, a defensive midfielder. And when things weren't going too well for the Lancers on the field in 1980, their final season, Tuccia was one of the few players who seemed to be going at full tilt all the time, which is what a player should be playing. But it seemed like Tuccia was even doing beyond what he was supposed to do. And Jermaine Jones is that type of player.
Certainly is. It'll be great to see him playing in Major League Soccer. And speaking of the U.S. national team, it was announced last week Tim Howard's going to take a break for about a year from the national team. Probably a good time to do that. And it's also announced he's going to be releasing a book at the end of the year. Certainly look forward to reading that from the U.S. Goalkeeper and star of Everton. So what do you think, Michael? I mean, obviously a guy you followed with the Red Bulls back in the day.
You know, In terms of getting a rest, people, you know, think that players are robots and automations, that they could just keep going and going and going. And they've got limits, feelings, families. And I think, you know, after giving almost a decade or so to the U.S. national team, taking a transatlantic flight to the United States for many friendlies and obviously every World Cup qualifying match, you can't begrudge anyone from just taking a sabbatical and slowing it down. You know, this is the beginning of the end, maybe this is opening the door for him to retire next year, and maybe he'll like that. Maybe he'll miss playing at that level. But, he's not retiring from soccer. He's still going to be playing for Everton. But I don't blame a player for doing that. Even if you're in first class, take it for someone who's traveled enough in all sorts of classes, it can get you after a while. And people might say, well, but he's getting paid all this money. He's only human, so I don't blame Tim Howard for taking a little time off for his sake and for his personal life, too.
Absolutely. So we wish Tim the best, and maybe not this weekend because they're playing. Everton's playing Chelsea, so I'm sure Dick and I will be talking about that a little bit later on in the show. But I want to talk to you, Michael, about something I saw last week and mentioned it just a few minutes ago in the at the end of the last segment. We now have a fourth professional league in the United States. The American Soccer League has rebirthed or remade itself and is back again. This is the league in previous generations that the Rochester Lancers played in the 60s, the Rochester Flash played in the 80s, and they're back again, and a couple of familiar names. The Western Mass Pioneers were in the USL for many years, is now in this league, along with the Rhode Island Oceaneers and the reborn Philadelphia Fury, and if you remember them from the North American Soccer League, and the Evergreen Diplomats, a throwback to the Washington Diplomats. So they want to be Division III, which is the same level as the Rhinos. I don't know, Michael. They're all based around the New York, Philadelphia, Washington area. So we'll see what happens, well, I guess.
Yeah. I have to admit, I'm not very well versed in that league. Just because they have teams, that doesn't mean how competitive they are. We're going to have to see what happens in their first season. They're just starting up. They're having a fall season. A little different than what we're used to in U.S. soccer. It's more like a lot of places the rest of the world have fall and spring seasons in that order. It comes down to the quality of the teams and the players and how stable the franchises are and how stable the league is. And I think right now it's just a wait-and-see situation. We'll see what happens in the coming months, so we'll see the quality of the game. Hopefully, they'll be on the web streamed. The games will be on the web, so people can decide for themselves.
Absolutely, we'll see how it goes. Other big news from Big Apple Soccer: we're going to have a big match coming up September 9th at MetLife Stadium. The Brazil, who are licking their wounds after the lost to Germany and Holland in the World Cup Final Four, will face Ecuador, one of their CONMEBOL rivals, on September 9th. So, Michael, expect a huge crowd for that match.
Yeah, definitely. It's Dunga 2.0 is the coach of the team. And listen, it's a long way off for Copa America and the next World Cup, which Brazil has to qualify for, which they should get in. But I would like to see what his influence again will be on the team, if it's going to be more of a defensive-minded influence again. My gut feeling is it will be, but I think we'll have an opportunity to hopefully see that come September the 9th. It's interesting that we get the game here, and not only in the United States, but in the New York area as well. And it will be, I'm looking forward to it, let's put it that way.
Yeah, we look forward to giving your report on that match on the show the following Monday. Of course, the other big news out of New York: the Red Bulls start CONCACAF Champions League matches this week. It's actually tomorrow. They take on Club Deportivo, being led by, of course, the Red Bulls being led by Bradley Wright Phillips, who is just absolutely tearing it up in Major League Soccer. And him and Terry Henry together, it makes the Red Bulls very formidable, and they have to get past Deportivo and the Montreal Impact in their group to get through to the knockout stage. What do you think their chances are?
Well, you know, I think they're pretty decent chances. Of course, with this game, the Red Bulls just played Saturday. They only have 2 days of rest, so they literally take Sunday to get down and Monday to get back up again. And I don't know how many players or starters or regulars that Mike Pecky is going to use in the match. My gut feeling is that I don't think you're going to see Henri, at least not in the starting 11. Maybe he won't dress. Bradley Wright Phillips, maybe they want to save him for the league. We're going to see. But today Pecky indicated that He's going to have quite a few, you know, regulars and familiar names in the starting 11. I guess we'll have to wait until tomorrow. Bradley Wright Phillips having an incredible year. Simple as that. One of the great years, one of the greatest years by a striker in MLS history. One of the greatest streaks that he's on, too. Not only does he have a really good chance of breaking the all-time record of 27 goals by Chris Wondolowski and originally set by Roy Lassiter, but he could maybe become the first player to score 30 goals if he continues at this incredible pace. He hasn't shown very many signs of slowing down. He gets shut out one game and then comes back the next with a goal or two. Certainly helps to have a Thierry Henry on your team to help set you up, but you know something, someone's got to put it into the net too, and he's on a major confidence run right now. That's about all I could say right now. He's having an incredible, amazing run.
Red Bulls beat Montreal 4-2 at Red Bull Arena. The team they're going to play in the Champions League, and they play tomorrow night at Red Bull Arena. The match will be UDN is the network. The CONCACAF Champions League match will be on, and also be on Fox Sports 2 as well. So you can check that at 8 p.m., the Red Bulls, and they're called FAS, actually, is their full name. But, Michael, we appreciate you being on, as always. Look forward to talking to you in a couple weeks. Hope you have a great Labor Day holiday weekend, and we'll talk to you back on the 8th of September.
Great day. Thanks a lot, and hope you enjoy your time off and enjoy soccer.
Thanks, Michael. Have a good one.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye-bye. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the leading scorer for the Rochester Rhinos, J.C. Banks. Talk about this Saturday's huge matchup with Harrisburg. This is Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Voice of Liberty.
W-Y-S-L.
You're listening to WYSL 1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
The Rochester Rhinos have a critical match in their quest to return to the postseason this Saturday, August 30th at 7 p.m. on the road against Harrisburg in the second of a home-and-home series against the City Islanders. The Rhinos play their final home match of the regular season Sunday, September 7th at 4:05 p.m. against Wilmington. It's Fan Appreciation Day with plenty of fun and prizes, including gift baskets and autographed jerseys of your favorite Rhinos players. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
And welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here. Joe Sirianni has the week off. We'll be back on September the 8th. That's our next live show. We'll have a best-of show on Labor Day. And I want to remind everybody, of course, the Rochester Rhinos have a big, big match this Saturday. If you have a chance on your holiday weekend, it's about a five-hour drive down to Harrisburg. I'm sure the guys would really appreciate your support as the Rhinos take on the City Islanders in a very important match for both teams in their quest for the playoffs. Joining us right now, Rhinos veteran and leading scorer on the team, and he celebrated his birthday yesterday. J.C. Banks with us. J.C.'s appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Rhinos' final home match will be Sunday, September 7th at 4 o'clock against Wilmington for Fan Appreciation Day. Call 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. And J.C., first of all, happy belated birthday.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm still trying to recover from that match on Saturday. It seems like every time you guys play Harrisburg, and you've been with the team for most of those, if not all those matches, mm-hmm. something crazy happens.
It's always a crazy game.
These two teams.
It's a nice little rivalry, I think.
It is. It is a great rivalry, and this time around was no exception. There were so many talking points, but I have to ask you, and I'm sure you're going to be completely unbiased, just like me when I'm broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Third minute, you put the ball in the back of the net. It was whistled down for offsides. I did not see an offsides. The time Alex Blake played that ball across, I think you were definitely onsides, and I thought Johnny mm-hmm. Mendoza was also onsides, and he didn't even play the ball. So
yeah,
what
they definitely called him
that?
Off. I watched it, and I didn't see offsides, but, I mean, I guess it's close when you're in the situation, so.
But if there's any doubt, it's supposed to go to the offensive player. And, you know, Joe and I mentioned on the broadcast, we said, you know, I hope this doesn't come back to be a major point in the match. And as it turned mm-hmm. out, it did, because if that goal had stood, you know, it would have been a Rhinos victory.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Tony Walls. Boy, I said to him in the post game as he was named man of the match, I said it was mm-hmm. a Beckham-esque free kick. I think he poo-pooed that a bit, but it was a beautifully taken free kick. And he hit the crossbar 2 minutes earlier on a corner kick from you. Mm-hmm. So he had a great match.
And he hit the crossbar twice. He hit it in the second half, too. So.
That's right. And, you know, you guys could have had 4 or 5 goals in that match, the way it turned. It just seems like the crossbar or something seems to have to happen every game this year to take something away from you guys. It's been that kind
of
season.
You know, we're getting chances, not getting the right bounces, but, you know, that decides games. I mean, I think Harrisburg that was the first chance in the game when they scored, you know. I'm pretty sure it bounced right off his face, too, you know, and right into his foot, you know. He got a couple bounces, but, you know, we just got to do a little bit more so we get off 3 points there.
Absolutely, and we were also talking, the other big point in the match, of course, was Nick Noble taking down Alex Blake in a great, great run through, and it was mm-hmm. a red card, definitely, and their question was it a penalty? We thought it was just outside, but, you know, we also said during the broadcast, the foul on Andrew Hoxie a few games mm-hmm. ago against Orange County, that looked like it was outside, but it was given as a penalty.
Yeah,
so,
I think the referee making the decision. I mean, it was right on the edge of the box. I think it could have went either way, just like the same one with Hoxie. It seems like we didn't get the luck in either situation there. It's been nice to get a PK, you know, but...
Well, you did get one in the 52nd minute. It was 53rd, I think. It was a handball called, and you put away your 8th goal of the year. And I mean, you were going up against a keeper that had just recently come into the match, because when Nick Noble was red carded, and mm-hmm. you were on foot at him. But did you go up there with a lot of confidence, knowing it was a keeper that didn't get a lot of practice time early on in the match?
Yeah, I just wanted to pick my corner and hit it, make sure we score, and because we were getting the momentum. I think we had a lot of chances to start the second half. So I thought we were going to get another one. We were pushing, but ended up not getting it. You know, if I miss that, then, you know, maybe we don't even tie the game, you know. So I just wanted to make sure I tucked it away.
Yeah, well, got to give credit to David Flynn, the backup keeper. He hadn't played a minute all season for Harrisburg. Mm-hmm. Comes in, and he made a couple of big saves in the second half. But,
yeah,
again, the where Joe and I were stunned was the first half. After you guys went up a man, and look at, you had all the momentum. All of a sudden, two goals from Bouquet, and his speed mm-hmm. really was a big factor in the match. And you guys have to take care of that on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we know what he's about. We kind of watch film on him, but, I mean, when he's in person, he's definitely a lot faster than we thought. And they're dangerous on the counterattack. They got some good attackers, and they got good movement. And when you fall asleep for a second, you can get punished like they did us. So.
Yep, and, you know, this week, this Saturday, you guys have to play him again. And you played down in that field. And for those of you who have not seen Harrisburg's field, you can see it on one of their previous matches on YouTube through USLsoccer.com. But if you remember the old Hollander Stadium, it's very similar to that kind of field. It's not a great playing surface. There's a lot of bumps in there. And I know that may affect the way the game is played. How are you guys going to prepare for playing on that kind of surface?
Oh, I mean, I think a lot of guys have played on that type of surface before, so it shouldn't be that big of a deal. We just got to come out and get all the points. We can't have those mental lapses like we had last game. We just got to go out there, stick to the game plan, and if we get on top of them, we got to keep going rather than letting off. I think that's a big thing with that team, because they can score at any moment.
That's right, and of course, you'll be facing a substitute keeper again because Noble will be suspended for this match because of the red card. So
mm-hmm.
that's certainly an possible advantage for you guys as well. But what
yep.
do you, what will you guys be working on in practice this week, do you think?
Definitely tightening up some stuff in the back, because I think we've been giving up a decent amount of goals lately, which is not what we've been doing all year. But also just continue to attack more, have a different mentality about how we attack and make sure we're dangerous, trying to get in behind, trying to hit the target, testing the keeper, especially, like you said, a keeper that's filling in. So we just got to try to take the game to them and try to dictate the game, keep possession when we need to, but also being dangerous with it.
That's right. And, of course, the other thing we mentioned, if people didn't see the result today, good result for the Rhinos. Arizona was pounded today by the Seattle Sounders reserves 5-1, so they stay behind the Rhinos in the chase for the playoffs. But you've been in this league now a number of years, JC. Have you ever seen a season where you had so many teams that are still fighting for the playoffs at this part of the year?
No, actually, me and Hoffer were talking about it today, how tight it is. So many teams that can either go up or go down. One win can bump you up a couple spots. So it'll definitely be interesting this last 2 weeks.
A lot of teams still have some matches to play. Wilmington has a lot of matches, but they have Orlando twice, which
mm-hmm.
won't be easy, and Sacramento, which are one of the hottest teams in the league. So really,
yeah.
You know, you guys have to take care of business and then let the chips fall where they may. I think if you guys win both the last two matches, you'll be in pretty good shape. You don't control your own destiny right now, but it's other teams who have to basically win out to knock
mm-hmm.
you out at this point if you can secure 6 points in the last two. So
yeah,
we'll certainly
be
watching on the weekend. And, again, for all you fans, if you've got time off, take the drive down to Harrisburg. I'm sure the Rhinos would love to have some hometown support down in Pennsylvania. It's about four or five-hour drive, not a difficult drive at all. So take the trip and support the team, and we'll definitely be back at Salem Stadium on Sunday the 7th for the final game against Wilmington. So, JC, again, best of luck to you and the guys, and we'll be watching.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, JC. JC Banks here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Dick Howard in the International Report, a preview of Serie A, and recap of today's big matches in Spain and in England next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your friend. magic you get to pass.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Season tickets for the 2015 Flash season are now on sale for a limited time at discounted pricing, which ends October 31st. Season tickets are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at www.wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Rhinos have a critical match in their quest to return to the postseason this Saturday, August 30th at 7 p.m. on the road against Harrisburg in the second of a home-and-home series against the City Islanders. The Rhinos play their final home match of the regular season Sunday, September 7th at 4:05 p.m. against Wilmington. It's Fan Appreciation Day with plenty of fun and prizes, including gift baskets and autographed jerseys of your favorite Rhinos players. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Don't miss out on all the exciting action. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by the Western New York Flash. 2015 season tickets are now on sale. Go visit the Flash's website at WNYFlash.com to get all the information. If you order them early, you'll get a discount, so definitely get your tickets for the upcoming 2015 NWSL season at Salem Stadium. Dick, boy, what a match today, and I think it proves again, you know, there's basically two teams, I think, this year. It's Man City and Chelsea, and Man City, I think, is until somebody can beat them, they're the favorites.
Yeah, it was certainly a convincing win over Liverpool, wasn't it, at the Etihad? And you obviously are happy with the 3 points that Chelsea acquired. And we talked about it being a two-horse race and obviously early days, but certainly they've started off in a manner that their coaches would like, with convincing performances.
And certainly when you beat the team that finished second last year 3-1, and actually Man City scored four goals because the third one goal for Liverpool wasn't ruled an own goal. But
it's unlucky, wasn't it? You know, great save by Joe Hart and then coming back off the defender, and, you know, that was the only goal that Liverpool got. But I'm sure they're hoping that some people that were in the stands, Mrs. Lallana and Balotelli, will hopefully give them a little bit more potent strike power in the weeks and months ahead.
Well, that's certainly one of the biggest news of the day, is that the one Mario Balotelli will be wearing the red of Liverpool this year, and it's going to be a big deal. We'll see what he can do. You know, he had his moments for Manchester City a few years ago before he went back to Italy. Let's see what he can do for the Reds. But the other big news coming out of England is the signing of Angel Di Maria by Manchester United, and boy, they need him because they've not looked good at all. But it's going to be a world or English record signing to bring the Argentine to Old Trafford. Should be see if that makes a difference.
£59.7 million—a lot of money, Andrew, isn't it? Just incredible. And then the thing is, you know, looking at the way Manchester United played at the weekend against Sunderland, that their system, where would Di Maria function in the Manchester United system? It's going to be quite interesting to see how Louis van Gaal does that, because it's so important that you have players that are comfortable playing in certain positions, certain areas of the field. And that's the one thing that I'm seeing with Manchester United at the moment. It seems as though they've got a few round pegs in square holes, so to speak, that players are not too comfortable, especially with the back three. They were a little bit vulnerable at times in that game against Sunderland, and against better teams they could have their problems. So yes, Di Maria, great signing, but I think they also need an experienced central defender also.
And my good friend Eric Nash in Philadelphia will be yelling at me if I don't say that the team on top right now is actually Spurs. They lead the league because of their big win over QPR on the weekend. So congratulations.
Good win,
to
good
Spurs.
Performance. As was the Arsenal Everton game, you know, at Goodison Park. Everton sort of cruising along, and then Arsenal showing a little bit of conviction and tying it up 2-2, and a good result on the road. And I'm sure Arsene Wenger will be happy with the drive back to London with regards to that result, because it was certainly a good one.
I was very surprised. I turned it off when it was 2-0. I thought it was all over. I checked Twitter later on.
You know, for all intents and purposes, that was it. And then, as I say, you have to give credit to Arsenal for pushing players forward, Everton, you know, not keeping their concentration. And you suffer against good teams, you get punished.
Well, this weekend, Dick, you and I will be at odds. It's Everton and Chelsea. So, we'll... last year, Everton did the trick and gave Chelsea their first loss, and could happen again.
It's going to be a good one, I think. You know, Goodison. It's at Goodison, isn't it?
I believe so. Yes.
So, but it's certainly going to be a good game, a good competitive game. And when you look at this early stage of the season, Everton had some tough games to start with.
Well, even though Joe's not here, I know he's probably listening, so we want to talk about Serie A. And really, I think Juventus, even with the change at the top, with the loss of Conte to Allegri now taking over Juventus, they still have their players, and they added, of course, Patrice Evra, the great player for Manchester United. Roma, their runner-up last year, added Ashley Cole from Chelsea. They now will, though, have to play in Europe, which they will not have the luxury of having a lot of rest between games like they did last year. I think it's really, again, I think it's going to be status quo. I don't see any other team, really, that may be able to make a run at this point.
Yeah, it looks that way, doesn't it? I think Juve, they've got a game on the road in Kiev over Verona and the weekend. An interesting game in Rome, Roma and Fiorentina. But I think also Rafa Benitez is doing some good things at Napoli, and they could certainly be in contention towards the end of the season, because he's always proved that he's going to win some trophy in his time at Liverpool, of course, that many fans remember him for. But he certainly seems to have settled in at Naples.
That's right.
Anxious to get the Scudetto after, I think, a long absence. I think the last time that I can recall is 1990 with Diego Armando Maradona and Careca and company.
Careca, I forgot about him. What a player he was, too. But the new teams coming in, Palermo, many people are picking. They were as a team that might stay up. They won Serie B last year in convincing fashion. Empoli and
traveling down to Sicilia. Yeah, they're not easy games to win when you go south, and a lot of pride at stake in those kind of games. But just a little story about Careca, Andrew. I was at a conference a few years ago, a coaching conference, and Careca was putting on a session, and he was introduced, and he had a tennis ball with him, and he just juggled the tennis ball 15, 20 times, got everybody right around his finger, and then started talking, you know. But just great skills and a great presence, and Now he runs his own soccer schools, of course, in Brazil, and hopefully some future carecas will come to the forefront. They certainly are needed with regards to that in that country, given what happened in recent weeks.
Certainly. In Spain, we had Real Madrid got their first win today over Cordoba, and Atletico having problems already, struggling to a 0-0 tie, and that was without their coach Diego Simeone. He was banned for 8 games after he was sent off in the second leg of the Super Cup.
Just incredible. And then, yeah, they'd won the Super Cup, you know, on aggregate 2-1 against Real Madrid, but at times I'm sure it's frustrating for the ownership because they know he's certainly talented in the coaching ranks, but he does these things, and the action, he just clipped the head of the fourth official, and that got him the 8-match ban, but he'll have his good friend behind the bench, but he will certainly be missed on the field, on the bench, because he's always quite the character. Herman Burgos will take over his long-term assistant, and I can still see Atletico doing well, but as I think I mentioned the other week, I still think it's going to be Real Madrid and Barcelona who will be in contention at the end. But early days.
Barcelona's on top of the table. They won with just 10 men. They beat Elche 3-0, Messi with 2 goals. No surprise there. But big surprise in Germany, though. Borussia Dortmund losing at home to Bayer Leverkusen in the fastest goal ever scored in the Bundesliga, 9 seconds. And then the second one in stoppage time. So, you know, you never know. Things can change up in a hurry in these top leagues.
It's certainly true, isn't it? You know, and I think there was a comment made the other day about the English Premiership. We're talking about the fact that no matter where teams are in the league, you can get competitive, and it's certainly in a team like a league like the Bundesliga that's starting to happen. Not too many of the other leagues, although you look at the way things are going in France, and the top teams are certainly not. You've got Bordeaux, Saint-Étienne, and Olympique Lille at the top, and the usual culprits, PSG, Monaco, Marseille, haven't had too good a start to the season.
Yep. Well, I think we're running out of time here, but wish you a best Labor Day holiday. And there's a Labor Day in Canada as well, and we'll be talking
Thanks,
to you in
Andrew.
A couple of weeks.
Okay, and good news then about the Lancers. I hope that it's all coming to fruition. It'll be great to see it continue.
It certainly will. So thanks, Dick, and wish you a happy Labor Day from us as well.
Thanks, Andrew. Always a pleasure. Bye for now.
Bye, Dick. It's Dick Howard live in Toronto. I want to thank Dick, of course, Michael Lewis in New York, Bob Savage running the show this night at WYSL. Next Monday, we'll have a Best of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass for Labor Day. We'll be back on live in 2 weeks' time. I also want to thank, of course, Doug Miller, JC Banks, Pat Erkley, Jan Giroux, Greg Stan, Dave Selinsky from the Rhinos. Rhinos this Saturday in Harrisburg, 7 p.m. And the home finale, September 7th, 4 p.m. against Wilmington. 454 Kick for your tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti for Joe Sirianni on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, LiveWire, Claridge Design Center, Salen's Meat Products, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.